Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's CB Dan bringing us back. That's reeling in the years. Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Rob Levin's our guest, our good friend. RSLmedia.com is the website where you can find the post. Four types of must-have content that Rob has written to help you. It's what we've been talking about, folks. You can go back and read some of the things and refresh your memory on what we discussed. Rob, thanks again for a great contribution today. Small businesses are I've been talking about creating content and posting it on their website before it was easy to do that. Now, it's fall off a log easy, isn't it? Between social media, between WordPress websites, it's just too easy not to produce. There's no excuse for not doing it today, is there?
There's no excuse. And I want to give your readers a website of a small business that's doing an unbelievable job with this. Go check out riverpoolandspas.com. That's riverpoolsandspas.com. You'll see an amazing guy who does pools, amazing job with content. Amazing.
What's he doing? Give us an example.
Well, first of all, he's got video, he's got articles, so he's got a whole learning center on his website.
Wow.
I'll read you some of the
And I bet none of it is focused on selling anything, is it?
No, it's all learn about Greco design. Are fiberglass pools large enough? The ultimate pool option and accessory guide. Pool heater options: gas versus heat, pump versus solar.
Mm-hmm.
Should I get a saltwater system for my pool? Swimming pool covers: the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean,
this makes him a thought leader, and that's who people want to do business with.
I'm sure he's cleaning up because of it. Because he's got all, you know, any question you have, it's addressed there. So when you're deciding who should install your pool, you're going to go with the guy that just says, I have models A, B, C, D, and E, or you're going to go with the guy that's practically written the book. Pretty easy.
Yep. Yep, that's exactly right. And here's the thing, for the people who, you know, who get educated with you and then go somewhere else, congratulations, you just made a contribution to somebody, and just be happy about that.
You can't worry about that at all.
Yeah, that's above your pay grade. And that's one of those things where when you, from Ecclesiastes, Rob, you cast your bread upon the water and in time it will come back to you.
Right. Look, I'm sure this guy's doing great. Does he get all the business? Probably not, but
he doesn't want all the business.
That's right.
If you go to his website and you fall in love with the way he does business, you're the kind of person he wants to do business with.
That's right. Exactly. And I bet you his margins are stronger than his competitors.
That's the key, isn't it? That's what he's able to do. I promise you, his margins, so margins beget excellence. Excellence begets margins, don't they?
Yep. And the margin. I mean, look, that's a whole another. That's another call that we should do, which is the importance of margins. But look, you know, what's a brand? A brand is what people think of your company. And when you have this kind of content, what do you think people think about his business? It's probably he's the go-to guy.
Yep.
He's the go-to guy.
Well, see what you're what you're describing, Rob. These are things that this is another way for Main Street businesses not to throw in the towel on Amazon and companies like that. I mean, these are ways for you to identify the people who really want to do business with someone who delivers high tech and high touch, and who will willing to pay for it, because you cannot fight Amazon if you don't get your margins.
That's for sure.
So this is all about driving margins, folks, and being able to establish yourself as a thought leader. We do, next time you come back, Rob, we do need to talk about margins, because this is what takes most small business owners down. They get into this spiral of trying to compete with these big companies on their terms. You can't do it, can you?
No, you can't. And you're better off just going to get a job.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. You're going to have a lot less headaches, and you're going to have more money.
That's exactly right.
It's margins are huge. I'd love to talk about this.
Oh, let's do it next time. I need your website again, please.
RSLmedia.com.
RSLmedia.com. Hey, Rob, good job today. Come back soon.
Looking forward to it.
Rob Levin, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back again another day real soon. And don't forget that, RSLmedia.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.